This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Moss Nissan Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And oh, by the way, we are the home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and baseball season starts today. Go Rays. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can follow us on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we certainly hope you'll do that. A lot of people over there yesterday conversing back and forth, got a lot of messages and answered a lot of questions and made a few statements. Okay. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
The infrastructure bill called Build Back Better. Well, let me see. I'm going to go with Build Back Worse because I'm not impressed with the infrastructure plan, which only has about $650 billion of the $2.whatever trillion actually for infrastructure. Everything else goes for pretty much the Green New Deal wish list. And a couple of taxes here, the higher corporate tax rate going to 28%, raising taxes by 33%, now puts that rate higher than communist China. And folks, wait till you hear this. How much business are we going to do with foreign countries when we're going to charge them a 21% global minimum tax?
Let me say this. I won't put a dollar on the table now that says that Biden doesn't have a clue what's in this bill.
I'll bet you.
You know, all he was doing was reading the cue cards in front of him, the teleprompter, and that's it.
Yep.
He has no concept. This will take the United States really out of any real competitiveness globally.
Yep.
It will not help our GDP at all.
Nope.
This is meant to enlarge some unions while other unions are going to lose huge jobs, including, I would say, the firefighters.
Yes, 150,000 are going to be laid off, union workers.
So then we're going to tax the rich, of which he says this will bring in over $1 trillion in revenue to the government in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So his administration has spent, what, $6 trillion so far?
Yep, and counting.
And we're going to pay off $1 trillion in 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and what we heard to begin with was 150,000 union jobs, various union jobs, would be lost almost immediately.
He used a phrase in there, when the future. And, I mean, I stopped dead in my tracks when I've heard him say that, because it's essentially plagiarism, because that was one of another campaigns under the Obama administration that they used. And I remember it being WTF, win the future.
Yeah.
So
it's not the first time. He's known for plagiarism.
Well, I understand that. I'm just saying that, if you don't think that, you know, they're not kind of going back to all things in the Obama administration, because, I mean, well, in all fairness, half the people that he's got in his administration came from the Obama administration.
Yep.
We're in the future.
So Facebook decided to scrub Laura Trump's interview of her father-in-law, the ex-president Donald Trump, from their platform and threatened penalties against her because it contained the voice of Donald Trump.
Yep.
Pretty, pretty, pretty pithy.
Well, I mean, I think here at some point we really have an obligation to not use Facebook anymore.
Right.
Period.
That's why I moved over to the different platforms I have. I'm ready to move anytime.
But I'm saying, you know, just period. Just delete the account that you have on Facebook. Be done with it. You know, I don't know how else to really put it.
Yeah, well, the new Trump platform will be available in about 2 to 3 months, and we've seen this DJTUp.com thing pop in there. I'm not sure what that is, but I haven't gone over there. A lot of people are going, oh, look, there's Donald Trump's website. No, it's not.
Okay.
It's a copycat, but it's not the website. His website right now is officially 45office.com before he gets the new social media group going. So we'll see. And I'll probably do a little bit more checking on the DJTUp.com thing today to see what that's all about. But anyway, as we head towards the break, before we get there, I want to mention that a big thing that happened yesterday, Democrat Rita Hart out of Iowa dropped her challenge.
That's big.
Yep, dropped her challenge.
That's big.
Yep.
Well, I think what's happened is that Kevin McCarthy himself made a visit to Iowa. And it put some real, real local pressure on Little Miss Hart. She would have really lost her constituency there.
You are right, 100% spot on. You are right. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back. More with Denise Simon. Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I think I will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, folks, today I will be down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe from 11:30 to 1:30. It's our Have Lunch with the Captain series. You folks down there, Sarasota, Lakewood Ranch, Bradenton, Ruskin, come on over to Mixon's Fruit Farms retail store inside the Groveside Cafe. And while you're there, try the Captain's Club. You won't be disappointed. Speaking of which, Tea Party Manatee is having their 12th anniversary on the 13th of April, Tuesday night, April 13th, 6 p.m. at Mixon's Farms Pavilion. That's the enclosed area out behind there with all the flowers and the shrubs and all that stuff and a little pond back there. They're located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton, and I will be the master of ceremonies for the evening. Starts at 6 o'clock, goes to 8. We have two special guest speakers and might have a surprise speaker, but Sam Sorbo, the wife of Kevin Sorbo, the movie actor, played the role of Hercules, and he's still seen on a lot of different movies, and Trevor Loudon will be there. And, of course, Tea Party Manatee's famous potluck dinner. And I'm telling you, that can be really, really, really good. And they'll have a silent auction, too. So, if you have an item to donate to the silent auction, you might want to bring it along. And all proceeds from the silent auction will go to the Tea Party Manatee War Chest for endorsed candidates. So, I hope to see you there, along with a lot of other people coming. We expect a big crowd, almost up to full capacity. We'll see. But that's the 13th of April, 6 p.m., the Pavilion at Mixon's Farms in Bradenton. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello.
Hello.
Now, I think we should probably move along and talk about the fact that the border is still going wild down there. There's a big outrage now going on about the teachers from California, from San Diego in particular, that are still teaching the kids online, if you will, and they're going down there not to volunteer. That's not the case. They're being paid a regular day's pay, the same as if they were up in California at the school. So they're getting a double paycheck for doing this. Imagine that.
You almost can't even describe any of this. California, you kind of get what you deserve here.
That's right.
I would say that the governor has some powers here to, tell those teachers union, you better go back to work. It's very much like Joe Biden. They're capitulating with the unions, selective unions.
Yeah. Now we have a situation that I just want to talk about briefly. We don't need to dwell on it. But Jonathan Turley, the legal professor from Georgetown University, chimed in about the Matt Gaetz alleged charge. He said he was confused by the timing of the New York Times and their inability to confirm the basic facts of what they were accusing Congressman Gaetz of doing. And then yesterday, did you see where Congressman Gaetz's father provided the actual email confirming that he is working with the FBI and a second person was named in connection with the alleged extortion plot?
Yeah, this is a very strange case. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Matt Gaetz's father is also a state politician up there in the Panhandle. So,
I think he's county now, but he was state. Yep.
Very strange, but this was an extortion case. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, and, a couple names. I'm not going to get into the names because we'll let it all come out the way it does because, hell, there might be six names by the time we get done here. But anyway.
Well, what they're doing to him is like what they did to Brett Kavanaugh.
That's right.
Only this one could be a little, this one has extortion attached to it. So, we'll see.
Yep. Now, we want to mention Senator Rand Paul, who once again put it on little Dr. Fauci for wearing two masks. Now, the first one was a regular blue surgical mask. You could see it. And over the top, of all things to do, talk about being gauche, he had his advertising mask for the National Institute of Health on over that. And Senator Paul came on and said, you've been fully vaccinated. And according to the CDC study, you don't even need to be wearing a mask. What the hell are you doing? And he fired right back.
So here's where we are.
What a bunch of dopes. Jeez.
Well, look, it's really kind of time here for, the White House to bring in somebody else other than Fauci. Because we've gotten to the point now where we just don't care about the man.
Nope.
There have to be other experts out there. I've said it for, I don't know, a year or more now.
Yep.
There's got to be somebody else. At least the Trump administration tried to bring in Dr. Atlas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To have opposing views or different views. That's what science is about.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about Fauci anymore. I mean, he's just kind of there. And
yeah.
I think Senator Rand Paul is just having fun going after Fauci.
Yeah, it's funny to watch. Now, something that wasn't funny to listen to, and I didn't see it, I saw the video afterwards, but NBC's Lester Holt, their news guy, decided to play politicians yesterday when he said, and I quote, "We don't need to hear both sides to define truth. Fairness is overrated." And I thought
he was,
go ahead.
He was accepting an award. And what he is basically saying is there are certain topics or certain issues that don't need the opposing side. So we don't have to be, air quote, fair. And he used the term, the sun sets in the west. you don't need an opposing view. Well, you know, that's an established fact. That's not an issue, and that's not news.
Nope.
So, yeah, that's where we are. So, he, you know, they're not going to bring in anybody that would be pro-Republican, pro-conservative, pro-Trump. So that was really where he was going.
Now, Pfizer announced yesterday that its COVID-19 vaccine is 100% safe. Their words, not mine, is 100% safe and strongly protective in kids as young as age 12. This is a step towards possibly beginning shots of this age group before they head back to school, a.k.a. California.
Yeah. I think that they were kind of forced into saying that in order to put the pressure back on the school systems that are in still either in not open or in the hybrid mode.
Yeah. Now,
so I think Pfizer was mad and just wanted
Now you brought up a point. We definitely want to talk about this because, unfortunately for Los Angeles, California, the district attorney had the gang unit disbanded. And they're talking about an all-out war coming to the streets of L.A. because the gang unit won't be out there to stop it.
Well, what he's doing is, as a cohesive unit, is he is kind of getting rid of it and merging it in with other specialized areas within the police force. So you don't have the collaboration. In other words, you don't have a tight unit that's working on, you know, gang cases, of which, by the way, there are 700 of them,
yes,
including MS-13.
Yes.
So I would say, where's Merrick Garland? I would expect him, or where is Chris Wray at the FBI? The FBI's got a gang unit. So where are they when it comes to all things D.A. Gascon in L.A.? Where is the governor? Where is the mayor? You know, we've got lawlessness. I mean, we had a shooting in California last night.
Yep.
Or a little while ago. So, and we are letting people, I mean, this cat that beat up that Asian woman in New York.
Oh, that was pitiful.
As it turns out, he had been released from prison for killing his mother with a knife.
2 years ago, yep. Mm-hmm.
So this is where we are. I mean, it's gotten to the point where we don't have safe streets. We don't have safe streets just because of this nonsense.
Yep. Well, here comes the music. We'll have to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. So have yourself a great day.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. Call or hang on. I'll talk to you in a second. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden unveiled his infrastructure plan on Wednesday, a $2.25 trillion proposal that includes provisions for improvements in transportation, water systems, broadband access, and job training. In order to pay for it, the president is also proposing a hike in the corporate tax rate. from 21% up to 28%. But some say that funding the plan with tax hikes will ultimately hurt American workers. Neil Bradley is the executive vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and tells Fox News that raising the corporate tax rate will make American companies less competitive and cost the country jobs.
You may be able to pay for this with the massive tax increases that have been proposed, but they're going to make U.S. companies much less competitive. It will make the American tax code less competitive than it was internationally, even during the Obama administration. And all of that means fewer American jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news. By the way, an hour from now, Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy will be in studio. If you have any questions, go ahead and send them to me via the Facebook Messenger or by email, or you can call in when Bo gets here at 5:30. In the meantime, National Aviation Academy, they're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. They have another one that happens to be in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. Now, what I like to tell everybody is to give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. That way you'll get an opportunity to not only talk to a student, but you'll talk to an instructor. You'll be able to talk to some of the administrators. You'll be able to find out about financing. If you're a veteran, how to use your GI Bill. Also, if you're a civilian, you'll be able to find out how to get a student loan. All that's available to you, and National Aviation Academy will help you get that. So that's very important, and that's why you should go and visit them instead of just trying to do it on the Internet or by the telephone. It's always better when you can see the people on the other end that you're going to be dealing with. So, again, the phone number to call, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of their facilities, National Aviation Academy. You'd be glad you did. Well, we told you yesterday about U.S. Special Operations Command and investigating their new chief of diversity and inclusion over some social media posts that he put up criticizing the police. By the way, defund the police was one of the things that he was indirectly a part of, supporting it. And also taking shots at former President Donald Trump on the Internet. Be careful what you wish for. You might get it. Especially when they talk about the Internet. You got to remember that the Internet, anything you put up there can be seen anywhere, at any time. Never goes away. Even though you think you delete something, oh, that's okay, I delete, it's gone now. That's why they have what they call the cloud, amongst other things. It never goes away. Okay. Congress is looking to rein in President Joe Biden's war powers. Now, Congress is looking at three previous authorizations for the use of military force called AUMFs, the 1991 measure for the Gulf War, the 2001 measure and bill that was passed days after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and the 2002 legislation passed for the Iraq War. Now, the biggest challenge, lawmakers acknowledge, will be how to handle the 2001 authorization. It was approved by Congress just days after September 11, 2001, to go after terrorist groups behind the attack. But it's been stretched to cover military operations in 19 countries, including against groups that didn't even exist on 9/11. Well, there's a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen. The group Al-Qaeda branched out into other countries, number one. They also created little subdivisions, number two. Boko Haram in Africa. Yemen, Al-Qaeda in the Yemeni Peninsula. AQIP, I think is what it was called, or AQIYP or something like that. ISIS is indirectly a spinoff of Al-Qaeda. I say indirectly. But there's a number of groups that sprang up that were still part of Al-Qaeda. So that's something that they need to be extremely, extremely, extremely careful about when they go to look at it. And again, that's going to take a lawyer. It's going to take probably a court of law. You're going to hear about some federal judge chiming in. Well, one of the veterans who helped to write the law aimed at allowing Veterans Affairs patients to use private sector health care under circumstances is frustrated and angry at how the regulations have now been implemented. Now, Air Force veteran Darren Selnick, who was part of the team that wrote the 2019 Mission Act, and said that it was a potential improvement of the 2014 Choice Act. But Choice was prompted by the Phoenix VA scandal involving more than 200 veterans who died across the country while they were waiting for appointments. Stay tuned for further developments on that one. That's going to get real interesting real fast. Now, we just had more indications that May the 1st, which is when we're supposed to be leaving Afghanistan, is not going to happen. And we understand the reason for it is because, again, the Afghanis cannot defend themselves, and if we were to pull out, the Taliban with the overwhelming force that they have would overrun the country. And just like there was in parts of Southeast Asia, there'll be a bloodbath of immense proportions. We are aware of that. So, the president, Joe Biden, just the other day said the following, and this is a quotation. "It's going to be hard to meet the May 1st deadline. Just in terms of tactical reasons, it's hard to get those troops out." He also said, "I can't picture this being the case this year, but it's not my intention to stay there for a long time. The question is how and on what circumstances do we leave?" So it's widely believed right now that the troops will be there until at least November, maybe longer. We'll see. Hard to say because there's too many things at play here. By the way, the loss in a military killer contest comes just as Boeing's plane maker being dealt a setback by the Pentagon is relying more on military revenues, and the Pentagon said, "Hey, wait a minute, your missile isn't going to work for us. We need to do something different." What that something different is going to be, well, I guess we'll just have to wait and find out. Now, let's not forget that some of the other stuff that's going on here in today's world, real world, is all contingent to what we see and what we hear, in some cases, in other countries. So did you hear about Brazil? Well, all of the military chiefs, plus a number of prominent ministers, resigned or were fired by the president of Brazil, President Bolsonaro, who's trying to get things under control there as best he can. Now, I hope we don't have another Venezuela coming, but we'll see. And by the way, there's a new space race out there, folks. There really is. This time it's against China. Now, China's Chang'e 5 has brought lunar samples back to Earth for the first time since 1976. But NASA and American scientists are unlikely to see them at all because the Chinese are sharing nothing with anybody anymore. They don't need to. They can just steal it, right? Just saying. All right. I'm coming back with Chris Markowski from the Watchdog on Wall Street. Lots of financial stuff to talk about tonight, including this stimulus bill. We'll try to make heads or tails out of it. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man.
you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's Donna Fiducia. And, of course, Donna Fiducia is up there in Carrollton, Georgia, up there at the Double D Ranch. Check her out up there. They do stable horses, and they have riding and all that, and I'll teach you how to do the Western and the equestrian riding and all that stuff. That's all part of what they do. They're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check them out. There's an Everglades Equipment dealer near you, within the sound of my voice. They're all over Florida, and so are we. Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, speaking of being sent, here he is, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm going to describe something to you, and then you take it from there. You ready?
Sure.
Build Back America. It should be called Build Back Worse. The Biden infrastructure plan unveiled is a disaster. First of all, higher corporate tax rates than even communist China pays, a 21% global minimum tax on everything coming into the country, a $2.5 trillion Green New Deal wish list, and they're not done yet. They got more they want.
But they, with the 21% tax, that's That's for the United States. They're trying to do is they're trying to push that for the entire world.
Yep.
So nobody will go below that level. Like last time where they had tax inversions where companies are moving to Ireland and getting out of Dodge because it was just too expensive.
Yep.
Here. So that's, interesting in of itself, but no doubt about it. Taxes are, according to this, they're going to be going up and going up significantly. And as I explained, unfortunately, most of the country, I'll just be honest, they really don't understand how the world works. They don't understand economics. Corporate tax is a tax on the individual. Corporations don't pay a corporate tax. They pass that tax on down to the consumers.
Mm-hmm.
It's still amazing to me that people can't fully get their arms around that.
Yeah, well, you're right. You're absolutely right. And people don't have a clue about that. And we're telling them now, trying to here's my big word. We're trying to educate them right now and let them know that whatever the corporations are going to pay, let's say and by the way, their taxes are going to go up 33 1/3% if they go to 28 from 21. We're all going to pay that. We are all going to pay that.
Absolutely. Yep. And again, we've already seen our prices have gone through the roof. Inflation is rearing its ugly head without a doubt here, there, and everywhere. And now, you take a look at this, your prices are going to go up for the things that you buy. They're going to go up that much more.
And then you've got the gift that keeps on giving. And somebody yesterday called Janet Yellen Ma Kettle. I don't know why they did that, but they said, old Ma Kettle's up to it again. She's going to have a review of the pandemic panic and why all this stuff is going on and people aren't paying taxes for this and they're deducting that and who got the stimulus and some people rip people off because they weren't supposed to get unemployment. I mean, what a mess.
The blind leading the blind. Let's just be honest here. Janet Yellen's clueless, along with most of the people in Washington, D.C., again, they're just long-time bureaucrats that have never had a real job in their entire life. They never signed the front of a paycheck, never had to come up with a marketing plan, and yet we have these dunces running the country. And whose fault is that? That's our fault.
Yep.
It's that simple. That's our fault. We allow this to happen. We continue to elect and put people in the positions of power that don't act deserve to be there.
Yep.
And this is why we're in a situation.
Do you remember the SALT deduction cap?
Yes, basically.
It's coming back.
Well, we'll see. I mean, that's a tax cut for somebody like myself. When Donald Trump repealed it, people were all up in arms about it. I said, well, wait a second. I said, it's not fair that states that don't have high, state income taxes and property taxes and all these other things, why they should subsidize states that do. And that's essentially what the SALT tax deduction is. But I mean, I definitely think that that is going away and going away quickly. You got a bunch of Democrats saying, "Hey, in the Northeast, if you don't repeal that, we're not going to go along with what you're doing."
Now, here's another thing that's stuck in the bill that nobody talked about: the Build Back Better. A sneaky, and I do mean a sneaky, carbon tax, which is going to fund the Democrats' progressive agenda, including the green energy agenda.
Carbon tax. Again, that's just another way of just making prices go up. It's just we're in a perpetual state paying taxes here in this country. It's gotten out of control. But again, it's what the people want. Matt, you got 61% of the people gave Joe Biden favorable rating right now. The American people want their checks. I mean, you know this. You host a radio program where your listeners, you supposed to have a conservative audience, were jumping up and down begging, and saying that we want our checks. We want more money. So, I mean, they may say they're conservative. I'm really conservative. 61% love this stuff. They love the fact that the government is going to spend more as long as they don't have to pay for it.
Well, the latest Rasmussen poll that came out is totally different than that. 48% approved the job that Joe Biden's doing, while 50% don't. And he's upside down on the plus or minus for love and hate, minus 9%. So his job is not quite as high as, well, then again, that's a conservative poll we're talking about.
I saw that poll, but I thought it had to do with the border. I know he's underwater when it comes to the border situation
Border right. was part of it, but this wasn't border. Yeah. This was money.
Listen, I don't know. I mean, the one poll you're going to read one way, one poll you're going to read another. What I do know is that you're not seeing the American people, you know, up in arms over all of this, this latest spending package, and they should be. It's the handouts and giveaways galore.
What are we going to do about the semiconductor shortage, the chip shortage that now has stalled vehicle production to where they may have to actually lay off a bunch of auto workers?
Well, the only thing we can do is we start moving our supply chain back here to the United States. Intel announced last week that they're going to be opening up two plants in Arizona. If you notice right now, again, media's not playing it right now. China is pushing us around like we're like some sort of ragdoll.
They are.
Trying to deal with Iran. Basically, any of the sanctions we have on Iran are meaningless now because China is going to buy all of their oil, going to circumnavigate those sanctions. So Iran will have access to that money. Again, I'm not a believer in sanctions. I don't think that they work. They're cutting deals and traveling around the globe, making investments and making friends. There's something called realpolitik, where, you know, countries are going to act in their own best interests. They can care less. You care less about, you know, oh, yeah, the United States helped us out in World War II. That's nonsense. I mean, for crying out loud, we just, you know, Germany is going to be buying their natural gas from Russia, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, even though we told them not to. And we've got this ridiculous organization called NATO that's there to sort of supposedly protect Europe from Russia. Yet you're going to be buying your energy from them. I mean, there's one dumb thing after another. Yet China is making moves around the globe and offering up an alternative. They're putting it out there. This is the alternative to America. This is our command and control type of capitalism that we've got here. And, you know, we're going to invest in your country. And many countries around the globe, especially poorer ones, it's going to look very, you know, it's going to be, they're going to look favorable upon that. And we're just, like I said, we're getting pushed around right now.
Well, the boys of summer started out today, my friend, and you're going to have some games up there in your backyard soon. I guess they can only have 20,000 in the big stadiums up there, but still, by the end of the summer, they're hoping that they'll be able to have more. And, oh, by the way, Texas, the Texas Rangers, 40,000 people sell out for their major league opener.
Yeah, we knew that they were going full. I hope they play today, but it's close. Boy. Nothing like, I mean, if they've been down there playing in
miserable weather up there. Miserable weather. Yep.
Yeah. Beautiful down in Tampa, and they got to come up here and play in 40-degree weather today. Ugh.
Yeah.
Baseball in 40-degree weather is not a fun thing.
No, not at all. I can remember trying to hit the ball, and it was like you were hitting a brick.
That sting that you get from the bat. Oh.
Yeah. So one last little thing. Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola have folded to the protests about the election reform bill in Georgia. They are on board now with saying it's not a good idea.
Yeah, it's virtue signaling. You know, they're going to open those voices. We'll see what the people say.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you tomorrow. Stay warm.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Check out all this great stuff. Kathy's taking us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.